Good morning and welcome to the morning news for today, Thursday, November 26, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrell, and here are the headlines. UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fongtein welcomes news of amendments to the Sexual Offences Act. Many truckers continue to complain of non-payment for their services rendered following Erica. OECS heads extremely disappointed that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit reneged on a promise. Government seeks to freeze assets of Trinidadians suspected of terrorism. And Turkey releases audio of warning to downed Russia jet. The news is brought to you compliments DG Cell. The details of these and more stories after this.
Free talk, more data, Digicel. Experience the all-new Digicel talk and data plan. Get more data with unlimited talk right now with Digicel. Get 500 megabytes of data with free talk for 7 days for only $25. Now you can enjoy data with free talk. Yes, talk and data plans that cater to your needs. Now at Digicel. Digicel terms and conditions apply. Digicel. Be extraordinary.
Welcome back. UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fongtein has welcomed news that amendments will soon be made to the country's Sexual Offences Act. Justice Minister Honorable Rayburn Blackmore says a special committee has been put in place to make recommendations for reforming Dominica's laws, and it will be looking at various recommendations on the act. Dr. Fongtein says for several months now, the opposition has been calling for amendments to the act, and the opposition now looks forward to working collectively with the government to strengthen that law.
In fact, for several months now, the opposition has been calling for amendments to the Sexual Offences Act. So I welcome the submission by Mr. Blackmore that they will be going forward with it, and we look forward to working collectively with the government to make the Sexual Offences Act to take into account everything that has happened in Dominica since that. I think that act dates back to the early 1990s, and we need to take into account what has happened. We need to give more teeth to the act. For example, I'm personally concerned about the fact that people receive what they call so-called hush money. You have to put amendments in it to take care of those persons. You have to be able to get to a point where even if the victim does not want to testify, that the case can still go ahead even without the victim, you know, stuff like that, to make sure. And also the question of domestic violence. I mean, I was shocked by the number of cases, over 1,000. These are reported cases. You know, we need to protect our young children and women in this country. So we can do it by legislation, but we can also do it, you know, by ensuring that people do not have any, there are no loopholes in the legislation.
The issue of child sexual abuse has been a growing concern in Dominica for some time now, with numerous calls being made by various sectors of society to revise the Sexual Offences Act. According to statistics from the Child Abuse Prevention Unit, in 2014, a total of 170 cases were reported, and from January to September 2015, 157 cases have so far been reported. Meanwhile, alarming statistics reveal that between July 2011 and mid-October 2015, there were over 1,041 reported cases of domestic violence in Dominica. Of that total, 88% were women. The statistics also revealed that 52% of the victims of domestic violence are women under the age of 16. Meanwhile, Attorney Joshua Francis says churches and schools have important roles to play in rebuilding the will of the family. He believes that as far as children are concerned, society must reopen topics on family in order to improve cohesion within families and encourage others to be vigilant where children are concerned.
We have to find a way to improve the will of the family. The church has a role to play in that. The school has a role to play in that. And society in general must talk again about the family. We must find a way where persons must be more cohesive, more cooperative, and be more vigilant as far as children are concerned.
In more news, Dominicans suffering from chronic non-communicable diseases, CNCDs, are being urged to continue being adherent to their medication. This call comes from pharmacist and medical representative at Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. Mr. Lando told the participants of a recent health fair that persons are becoming more cognizant of the fact that these diseases are manageable. However, he says adhering to their medications is significant in managing CNCDs.
So we're really, really happy that people now are becoming more cognizant of the fact that, you know, diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, though that they are chronic diseases, but they are manageable. And this is what we're trying to stress. If you are at home and you were diagnosed with high blood pressure or diabetes or any other chronic disease and is on medication, we advise you to continue being adherent to your medicines. Continue taking all the good practices that are important to ensure that your livelihood and wellness is sustainable.
And the United Workers' Party says it will assemble at the People's Park in Roseau this morning to discuss issues related to the people's democracy just before tomorrow's sitting of Parliament. Party leader Honorable Lennox Linton says although the order paper has an item number 9, which is reserved for questions, UWP questions put forward for consideration at this meeting has not been placed on the order paper. He says this meeting is not a protest action, but will seek to address issues which plague Dominica and to seek the guidance of the people they represent in pursuing their functions as the parliamentary opposition.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, before we go to the meeting of parliament, which has been scheduled for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we are meeting at People's Park. We want all of Dominicans who are interested in what can be done or who have ideas about what is to be done for a number of the things that plague us in this country to come and to talk with us before we go to Parliament tomorrow. It's a meeting of Parliament from which we have been prevented, denied the opportunity to ask questions. The questions we place for consideration at this meeting have not been placed on the order paper. Although the order paper has an item 9 that says questions, but as is customary with the laying out of the questions on the order paper for answer by the Minister's Government, that has not been done. And we presume that is because the Speaker has no intention of allowing the questions that we have posed, and she has determined they must go for another sitting. We want to talk about Parliament tomorrow morning before we go to Parliament, and we want to see the guidance of our people.
That was Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton. You're listening to Q95 News. OECS heads of government are reported to be extremely disappointed with their colleague, Dominica's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrett. According to an article on www.caribbeannewsnow.com, despite talks of the need to support one Caribbean candidate for the post of Commonwealth Secretary General, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says his government is standing behind its candidate, Baroness Patricia Scotland. According to the article, Mr. Skerrett is said to have stated to his colleagues that he was prepared to withdraw the British Baroness, but that he wanted to discuss the matter with his cabinet the following day. However, immediately after the press conference, and contrary to Skerrett's undertaking to his colleague heads of government that he would take to his cabinet, the proposal to withdraw the nomination of the sitting member of the British House of Lords, the office of the Prime Minister in Dominica issued a statement headlined, "Dominica remains fully supportive of its nominee, Baroness Patricia Scotland." OECS leaders have expressed disappointment that Mr. Skerrett reneged on the understanding they reached as peers and in the interest of the Caribbean shortly after their good faith discussions. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris said that the current failure to reach a regional consensus sets a dangerous precedent where any island, any member of CARICOM could go on its own personal agenda, which makes it ever so difficult whenever we need to leverage the collective strength of the region. And in more news, truckers on island have taken to the airwaves for non-payment for works done following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica. One trucker speaking on Q95's Hot Seat on Wednesday says they have been told continuously that payment will be made available to them next week. However, whenever that week comes, no payment is made to them.
In Tropical Erica Storm Pass, I've been working, and up to now I can't get paid, and I have my truck to maintain, I have things to do, and I am not getting paid. Well, every time I come for my money, they tell me, like, pass back next week. When I come next week, is another week, and that really frustrated me, because I have things to do. Just, I'm a young man, I have things to do, I have my insurance to pay, I have my family to take care of. Most truckers I know, they haven't got nothing yet. But up to last week, I went for my money, and I still getting the same story next week.
In October, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit reassured truckers that heavy equipment operators who offered their services for relief and restoration efforts following Tropical Storm Erica, the payments would have been made available to them by October 12, 2015. To date, many of these truckers have still not been paid for their services. And following some comments made about supporting one of the Caribbean's nominees for Commonwealth Secretary General, having been involved in corruption, opposition leader Honorable Lennox Linton remarked, if the issue is one of corruption, then he believes that Honorable Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has no moral authority to nominate anyone for any international public service position based on displays of his abuse of power in Dominica.
Everybody knows me, knows my position regarding corruption in public life and so on. Does Roosevelt Skerrit, Prime Minister of Dominica, given all that we know in Dominica to be truth and fact, does Roosevelt Skerrit have the moral authority, if the issue is corruption and allegations of corruption, does Roosevelt Skerrit have the moral authority to be appointing anybody or nominating anybody for any international public service position? I think not. If the issue is corruption and allegations of corruption, I don't think he has any moral authority, given all that we know, given all that we know he has been involved in right here in our affairs in Dominica in terms of the abuse of public office for private gain.
Additionally, Linton stated that should one go down the road of corruption allegations, the suitability of the Prime Minister will be brought into question, which in turn sends a message that CARICOM leaders should be concerned about the character of Baroness Scotland, who had been convicted of breaking one of the very laws she drafted in the UK.
People need to get it. If you're going to go down that road of corruption allegations, you bring the suitability of your Prime Minister to be involved in any discrimination of this nature now into question, and you ask people to say, well, you know, should CARICOM leaders now also be concerned that the British Baroness had her indiscretion, perhaps not on the scale of the allegation that we're hearing about the next candidate, but after all, she is a convicted lawbreaker having...
In more news, the Trinidad government has filed an application seeking the High Court's permission to seize the assets of a national imprisoned overseas who is suspected of being involved in terrorism. The ex parte application was made under Section 22B of the Anti-Terrorism Act, which states that the Attorney General can submit a request to freeze the assets of an individual or entity where there are reasonable grounds to believe that entity or individual has knowingly committed or participated in the commission of a terrorist act, or is knowingly acting on behalf of, at the direction of, or in association with such an individual. And the Turkish military has released an audio recording of what it says were warnings to a Russian warplane before it was shot down on the Syrian border. Change your heading south immediately, a voice apparently says in English. Turkey said it had tried to rescue the Su-24 bomber's two pilots. One of them was killed by gunfire as he parachuted from the burning plane. The other pilot was rescued, and he denies claims that the jet had violated Turkish airspace and warnings had been given. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine welcomes news of amendments to the Sexual Offences Act. Many truckers continue to complain of non-payment for their services rendered following Erica. OECS heads extremely disappointed that Prime Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit reneged on a promise. Government seeks to freeze assets of Trinidadians suspected of terrorism, and Turkey releases audio of warning to downed Russian jet. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DG Cell. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.